Our scripture meditation is taken from St. Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 31 and reading through verse 40. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked I was, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to see me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came to thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, for as much as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for this privilege to come and share with our brethren in this place. We thank thee that we have this opportunity to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Guide and illumine our minds, that we may grow closer in thy wisdom and in our relationships with our brothers. Bless this service as we render it in the name of thy Son, Jesus. Amen. To those who are responsible for these chapel services, I wish to thank you for this privilege to share at this time. The meditation for today is taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 17, verses 14 and 15. And the children of Joseph said unto Joshua, Why have you given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing that I am a great people? For as much as the Lord has blessed me thus far. And Joshua answered, If you are a great people, then go up to the wood country and cut down for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim be too narrow for you. Ephraim and Manasseh were angry with Joshua. They were quite upset with him for giving them but one lot and one portion to inherit. They were mad with Joshua. Larger in number than the rest of Israel, they felt their dignity had been insulted. Their ego was not handled in the way they thought it should have been. So they went to Joshua about it. The allotments of Canaan had been distributed. And Ephraim and Manasseh were embittered with their estate. So they had a chat with Joshua to see if the matter could not be straightened out in their behalf. We do not know all that was said or done between this tribe and Joshua. But At least, perhaps, we can imagine, since these situations are not totally unfamiliar to us. Joshua, wait a minute now. Joshua, you must go back and think this thing through more clearly. Take your time, Joshua, and start over. Rehearse these allotments of territory and see if you can come to a more reasonable settlement. You cut us short, Joshua. Look at what you've done. Why have you given us but one lot and one portion to inherit? Look at us. We are a great people, Joshua, greater in number and power than Reuben, Judah, and the rest. Look at us. We're greater than the rest of the clans in this family, Joshua. Nobility is behind us. We've got rank in this cluster of brethren. Within the heritage of this nation, we've played a more splendid part, Joshua. Why have you dealt with us in this manner? Don't you know who we are? We are a great people, Joshua. Certainly we deserve more than just one lot. We deserve more than this. Can't you remember our background, Joshua? We're Joseph's children. Sons and daughters of the dreamer. We're Joseph's children, Joshua. Children of the one who wore the coat of many colors, whom Isaac loved best, whom his brothers hated and was sold into Egypt. We're Joseph's children, Joshua, who solved the dreams of Pharaoh and saved Egypt and all the land from disaster and despair, who was exalted to the right hand of Pharaoh. Joshua, we're Joseph's children. Children of he whose bones we brought forth in the Exodus. We're a great people, Joshua. We're Joseph's children. Why have you given us but one lot and one portion to inherit? It is not unusual for greatness to make such loud complaints and such large demands. It is not unusual for those of power and who feel superior to demand their share at the expense of others. I am a great people, Joshua, give me. The essence of greatness has been misplaced. When men declare themselves the most important class in a country, who drench themselves in the idea of being better than the rest, is this greatness? To think in terms of unearned privilege. We are a great people. Give me. Is greatness the ability to demand, or is it the ability to supply? Joshua has an answer for us. All right, children of Joseph, you are a great people. If you are so great, then if you are so powerful, go to the mountain. If you are so powerful in this family, then get up to the mountains and get to work. Get up to the wood country and cut down for yourself. If you're so splendid,
Get up to the forest and spread your glory in the mountains. Get up to the timber country, where the Perizzites and the land of the giants, and transform it into an image of yourself. If your actions are as great as your mouth, then get up to the mountains and get to it. Get up to the rough country. Get up to the unrefined portions. Get up to the crude and harsh lands. If you're so great. If Mount Ephraim is too narrow for you. Oh, when will this idea of greatness be able to answer some questions for us? When will the reality of life begin to see the true essence of greatness? When men and nations boast of their might and splendor, of their resource and abundance, of their polished brass and their disguised superiority, when will this idea of greatness answer the questions on poverty, hunger, and neglect? When will it answer the questions on ignorance and the distorted relationships among people? Greatness is not the ability to demand, but to supply, to furnish, to give. As we say in the black church, can I get a witness? Can I get a witness to this kind of greatness? I think I can recall those words of Jesus. I have not come into the world to demand of you, but to supply for you and to make my life a benefit for many. I come not into the world to exploit your goods, but to relinquish mine, and more than that, to give my life a ransom for. Greatness is not found in he who holds the whip or commands the control. Greatness is not found in the bully. It is not found in an image or some stone statue, but it is found in a way of life. It is found in the heart who will wash the feet of his brethren and who will love his neighbor as he loves himself. Is not this the judgment of the latter day? Is it not the judgment of the end time? Will not the summary of our lives be judged on the basis of this kind of greatness? For some Ephraims and Manasses will be there at the latter day, some of Joseph's children at that day will be chatting with Jesus. Lord, we've been a great people in your name. We've cast out devils in your name. We've worked miracles in your name. Our donations were generous in your name. We've been faithful public worshipers in your name. Our lives have been purified and our hearts have been cleansed in your name. For your name's sake. For you. And Jesus will have an answer for us. For those who speak this way, if you have done these things, then you have your reward. But if you were so great, then when I was hungry, why did you not feed me? When I was thirsty, why did you not give me a cup of water? A stranger, why did you not take me in? When I was naked and out of doors, why did you not take me in and clothe me? Sick and in prison, why did you not come by to see me? And I suppose that they will rebuke Jesus. When did we have the chance to do all of this for you? When did we have this chance to do these things, seeing we were so busy being so good for you? Jesus would have an answer for them. Don't you remember my words? Don't you remember what I spoke when I was first here? The poor you will always have with you. You always had poor. You always had the chance. And if you did it just to the least of them, then you would have done it for me. May we stand. Father in heaven, we ask thee for more of thy strength and of thy spirit, that we may walk more clearly in thy will. Give us an undying love for each other, that we may serve thee. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.